All right. We are here. We are Galexis. And welcome. It's a pleasure to be with you here. And here again. It's been a while. Although we have connected with many of you in the interim, we are looking forward to speaking with you. And perhaps the most pivotal, most crucial topic of your spiritual journey. That is, attracting, bringing relationships into your life, beautiful relationships, positive relationships. So why is it so crucial? It's not crucial because your culture basically says, you know, if you don't have a significant other, a mate, you know, too bad, sad for you. It's not crucial because without a relationship, you can't really join various functions that they like, mated partners. You know that. Why it is crucial is this, is that relationships are the most profound, accelerated, powerful way to learn who you are. And learning who you are, discovering who you are, claiming and knowing more about you. We're not talking about your ego now. But about who you are, the divine being, is best found in relationships. Oh yes, you can do tremendous personal development by yourself. You can listen to seminars, you can program and manifest all sorts of interesting realities, you can do all sorts of things. But if you want to ferret out all the limitations to your life, if you want to let yourself discover the greatness of your love, generally a relationship is going to help you. Now, fortunately, one of the great gifts of being on the physical plane is that you are born to a mother, and therefore you begin a relationship. And all of you know how pivotal, how important, how profound those early relationships are. Mother and father, siblings, relatives. Some of you were rather damaged by it because you approached that relationship from a place of powerlessness being so young. But as you get older, as you get off on your own, you do seek out relationships. Now, of course, when you're a teenager in high school, you have your peer group. There's all sorts of relationships there, girlfriends, boyfriends. When you get into the workforce, there's co-workers, partners, bosses. All of these are tremendously stimulating. So we're not saying you must have a love partner in order to grow. Any relationship will do. That's the most amazing and wonderful thing. Because if you're going to have a hang-up in your relationship, it'll show up with a co-worker. It'll show up with your boss. It'll show up with a family member, a relative. It'll show up. And the thing is, being that you're human, you're not going to go very long without interacting with other people. You're going to have friends. You're going to want to go and do things with your friends. You want to talk to your friends, email your friends, text your friends. You have interactions. And some of you who are in various occupations and where you can meet lots of people, you get a lot of exposure to relationships. Now, one of the most important aspects of a relationship in that it can show you who you are is because it, in a sense, mirrors back to you whatever your stuff is. If you've ever noticed in a personal, very, you know, primary, significant other type of relationship, you always seem to select somebody who knows how to push your buttons, right? You don't go into a relationship all, you know, happy and sparkly and so on, and it just continues like that. No! Relationships are to stimulate you to become more, to become greater people, to become more radiant, more you. To stimulate your uniqueness. You're quite a hodgepodge of vibrations. When we look at you, you know, every energy field, every aura is exquisitely different, unique. The colors, the way they play out, the way it moves. There's even little symbols that float around in your aura. And everybody's got slightly different ones. Very complex because you've been building this aura since the get-go. When you get with someone else in a primary, significant other type of relationship, you'll find that a lot of the suppositions that you felt that were true and about you, about life, and your sense of order, your sense of priorities, are not always matched by that other person. And thus begins a wonderful journey of self-development, a wonderful journey of reflecting back to you whatever it is that you have as a positive, as a capacity, as a beautiful gift, and also reflecting back to you where you give your power away, where you play games, where you forget who you are. Marvelous tool. Now, this reflection back to you is from a reality that is an illusion. Now, you've all heard the term, and most of you know what it really means. It means that this universe, this world of yours, is constructed specifically for you. Oh, yeah, there's this whole concept of the world and what's going on out there and all that. All that is part of the co-creation, but all that's part of something that's specific for you. You can learn from anything. You can learn from what's going on in political events worldwide. Because they all, to some extent, reflect something from you. Something that you can grow with. Something you can learn about. Learning about becoming more. Learning about loving more. Learning about having detachment, learning about being connected, learning about loving. And because this whole illusion is created specifically for you, its timing is impeccable for you. Every precise piece of your reality is constructed for you. Now, it's mind-boggling, we know, because it's beyond mind what you are experiencing. You're inside this kind of bubble, and you live in this 3D world, and you feel these feelings, and you think these thoughts, and you interact with this illusion, and it becomes real for you. But it is set up precisely for you to the extent that even every leaf on every tree that you see is precise to you. That is just mind-boggling. We don't suggest that you sit around and think about it, unless you want to boggle your mind, and sometimes that's a good thing. But know this, that the ultimate purpose of your life, of your journey, of your soul spiritual path, is to discover the love within you. To discover the divinity within you. The divine self that you are. And to be able to see the divine in all things, realizing that this whole illusion is all made up of the same stuff that you are made up of, and you're made up of love. So it's all made up of love too. Now, we know it doesn't appear to be that way. It appears that there's lots of pain and suffering, and people are cruel to other people, and violence and death and mayhem. But you see, it's a free will universe, so you get the opportunity when you're here to manifest everything. And when you've done, when you've finished, when you've seen everything you want to see, you're done. Because everything that you want to experience is specifically designed to bring you to your highest potential awareness of your divinity, of your love. And as you discover your divinity, as you connect with your love, you shine it out, you radiate it out, you become more brilliant, more bright. So much so that you glow. Sometimes you see people who are in the epitome of health. Wow, they look fabulous. They glow. Their skin glows. They're radiant. People who are totally happy, their skin glows. Look at a pregnant mother, right? All these hormones just glow. This is the state of being in joy, in your true self, where you glow, you radiate you, your happiness, your bliss. And really, this life was not intended to be a painful, suffering experience. Growth was not intended to be painful. But it was your choice as to whether you wanted to make it painful or not, because you were curious about this pain stuff. In fact, the one who channels us had all sorts of health issues for years until she began to realize, oh my gosh, I am really curious about every condition. What does that feel like? And she would take it on. Well, she finally kind of got the message, well, wait a minute. I have some friends dying of cancer. I'm not going to be curious about that. Thank you very much. There is a limit of my curiosity. And she cleared it to a great upswing in her health. But you see, you use this reality as your sounding board, as your reflection, to find your true path, your true way, which is where you love yourself the most. And again, we make the distinction loving yourself and not your ego. And therefore, you can love others. Now, unfortunately, the definition of love has been rather screwed up. And in your culture, and this is worldwide, love is seen as, for example, sacrifice, taking on burdens, earning another's approval. All sorts of little diminishments of yourself that are considered to be part of love. But in truth, they were just erroneous concepts given you by your culture. And those of you on the spiritual path have gradually come to realize, oh my gosh, look at that. It's not about sacrificing myself at all. It's about being me. Now, you may say, wait a minute, you know, you're talking about love a lot, and that's a love relationship, but you know, there's relationships in business where you're not going to be just fawning all over somebody and doing a whole love number on them. And we'd like to say this. Since love is the basic stuff, if you do your business with love, you'll have a lot more success. If you build love in your friendships and in your community and in your family, you'll have a lot more love. You want to learn how to love so much that it puts you into bliss all the time. And so that comes to learning how to love, learning how to be this divine self that you are, learning how to have a relationship where you can love another person and allow that person also to give their gift of love back to you, whether this is friendship, business, or personal, romantic situation. So while throughout our discussions, we're going to focus more perhaps on a love relationship because that's where you really get down into the intimate nitty-gritty of things. We want to emphasize that you can grow spiritually by leaps and bounds in a relationship without so much suffering, without all that tension, stress, and drama. And so we pose to you the option, the choice, of all the relationships you would like to have in your life. Love, friendship, community, whatever. Are you willing? Are you willing to learn how to love, how to experience relationships without suffering, without hardship? Are you willing to actually step into your majestic light of being and learn how to think, feel, and do those things that not only give you happiness and joy, but the other as well? Are you willing to bring in relationships that are fun and to grow through fun, grow through delirious joy, grow through intrigue, evaluations, looking up little details, interesting, discovery, exploration, learning and knowing? Because if you are, then that opens you up to the three divine expressions, as we call them, that are natural to you as a human being. The most natural, as we're already talking about, is a love, a channel of loving. Three channels, three expressions. We call it the love, touch, heal channel. As if it was like a TV channel or something. The love, touch, heal channel. In the love, touch, heal, you learn how to give and receive cleanly, purely, grandly. There are also two other channels. Giving and receiving, of course, is phenomenal. But you also are here as an individual. That's part of your journey, is to understand you as an individual, as a snowflake, you know, like the unique snowflake you are. The unique spark of consciousness of the divine that you are. And so, in order to experience that, you come into each lifetime with themes that you want to explore. Everybody has their own themes, unique themes to them. Now, admittedly, if you have a theme in your life and you have a problem with it, it becomes your issue. Right? And so some of you are working diligently on your issues, i.e. your themes. Can you step into your themes and let go of those issues? You don't really need to take them along. Yes, it'd be really good for you to discover what's in there and by conscious choice to change it. And this requires the second channel. We call that the creation channel, the passion channel. That's where you desire, imagine, create, find your passion, find your path, find your expression through form. Manifest stuff. deliberately, consciously, empoweredly make your choices, your commitments, based on imagination, based on envisioning. This is natural for you as a human being. And you will do it regardless of whatever financial level you're at. Regardless of what culture you're in, whether it's a limiting one or expansive one. Because you want to dream, you want to imagine, and you want to manifest. So that second channel of manifesting, of creating, you are a spark of the divine, and the divine is a creator, so you are also a creator. Just very natural. God is love. God is a creator. You are love, loving, and you are a creator. And then the third channel, which we mentioned earlier, is the one in which, it's called the learning channel. We call it the learning channel. That's where you learn who you are. And you go, oh, I am a divine being. I am a powerful reality creator. I am divine by my nature. And as you claim it, as you own it, as you step into it, as you be it, at greater and greater levels, always, more and more, growth is infinite. It is forever. It needs to be a positive experience. As you learn that you are divine, you learn how to really love others, starting with those near you. Those messages that you get from relationships near you, the primary closest ones, are most profound and most specific. You work on your most personal intimate issues with people who are close right there with you. But as you take your responsibility, as you recognize who you are, and step into that greater you in your physical life, you'll find that you'll be getting messages further and further away from you. You'll be learning easily by the experiences of others whom you may never ever know. And those are still relationships. You still have a relationship to every other being on the planet. You have a relationship to the divine. You have a relationship to yourself. And you can learn there. And you can send your love, touch and heal further and further from you, out further and further to touch your whole world. To touch and heal that which is in other countries, perhaps, or people you'll never ever meet, but you can learn from and you can love. And that's a relationship too. So relationships are your ticket to the divine. Ultimately, you leave the physical plane, panorama, arena of action. Ultimately, you return home to the divine and you become one with the divine. We call that the divine union. You get a hint of divine union when you have really good sex. Just a hint. But enough that a whole system of yoga can be based upon it. You are capable of touching the divine any moment, capable of expressing the divine in you at any time. When you do that, even if your outer world is filled with all sorts of tragedy, frustration, difficulty and pain, it will become what it really is, an illusion. you will cease to be so affected by it. And you'll find that your days are filled with love. Now, every one of you wants to have good relationships. You want to have someone close or several people nearby to feel the depth of emotion with. It's quite funny because so many of you really crave close relationships. And yet when you get a relationship that's potentially close, get totally skitterish, get antsy, back off, and all of a sudden the other person thinks, well, this isn't safe. They back off, and you think, oh my gosh, this isn't safe. That's just what I thought. How many beautiful opportunities for love have passed everyone by, have passed you by, because of the fear of pain, the fear that the illusion's going to bite you. You might have to fulfill some of that cultural training about love, i.e. you're going to have to sacrifice something. You're going to have to experience some suffering, some hurt, some pain. But you want it. You want it with coworkers. You want it with friends. You want it with loved ones. You want it. You really want love. Now, you may not see it as love per se, because love can be translated to energy coming to you from your reality. And that energy coming to you can be coming through almost any form. For example, you may want a lot of money. That money is a channel of love to you. Can you receive it? Can you allow your self-love to be enough that you can allow money, which is a form of love in the illusion, to manifest for you? Same thing with a love relationship, a significant other. Can you allow that much love to come to you? Healing. Can you allow yourself to heal? Can you love yourself out of your illnesses? Can you let people support you, share with you, show you what's at the root of them so that you can release it? It's your choice. Can you grow with joy and happiness and fun? Will you choose that? And start letting go of that belief that love is just so complicated and such a mess and such a problem for you, so frustrating, so painful, so much separation in the world. The pain of separation sometimes is so huge that you will not risk the love. You will not risk a relationship because you were still smarting, still hurting from previous separations. Takes a bit of a belief change there to realize that you don't have to do that anymore either. That's the old way. And we've had many people, when we are talking to them in private sessions, ask us about, you know, what's standing in the way for me to have a good juicy love relationship, a good significant other to come into my life. Normally these are rather loaded questions. Because sometimes there are layers of stuff. But we're very, very fortunate because most of the people who call us up and talk to us have done a lot of personal awareness work. And so they weeded out the obvious stuff. But we're going to just briefly mention some of the obvious stuff. Because there are going to be people who are going to listen to the recording of this. Who are going to need to hear the obvious stuff. The most obvious stuff we've already brought up is that is the fear of being hurt. The fear of the separation. It can also be a fear of humiliation and failure. There's a tremendous fear about it. A fear that it's going to be too overwhelming, too controlling. You're going to lose yourself in it. It's too big for you. Maybe you can't deserve it, really. Maybe you haven't done enough to deserve it. Maybe you need to work harder on yourself and do more meditations on yourself so that you can deserve a great relationship. But we would like to say that's kind of where the majority are who have not really thought about it, who have not really cleaned out their emotional body much. It just seems to be a big, complicated, potential mess. But you still want it, okay? You really want it badly, but it's still like, oh gosh, it's really looming. And therefore what happens is it creates it to be a huge amount of charge. By charge we mean that it has extra significance in your life over what it should be. You see, if a relationship is the way it was, is set up for you to have it, a relationship would be normal and natural, just kind of automatic. You'd be grateful for it, but it'd be like every day, ordinary. It'd just be what is. And it would be just natural for you. However, if you've been without a relationship for quite a while, and you feel lonely, you're going to make that relationship a really big, important thing. Oh my gosh, I feel lonely. I'm tired of feeling lonely. I want to have my partner so I don't feel lonely. I don't want to feel all by myself. I want to have fun going places and traveling with somebody. I don't want to travel by myself. And so you start to think, this is so important. This is going to make my life work. This is going to finally make me really happy. This is going to fulfill me. Now you've put a huge weight upon it. And so for most people, to get that love relationship into their life, after a few misses or a few losses, it tends to become this big deal. Anytime anything becomes a big deal, it is virtually doomed. We have to tell you this. It's very important. Most people don't even know it. Some of you know this. The more important you make something, the less likely it is you're going to have it. There's going to be some issues. There's going to be craziness, drama, all sorts of ups and downs and extremes. An easy example is, you know, a big deal, of course, is named after money. Okay, we're going to have $1 million deal. Surefire thing. But it's so huge. Because when that money comes in, that's going to solve all my problems. I'm going to pay off all my debts. I'm going to live the lifestyle I certainly want. I'm going to be able to do this. I'm going to be able to do that. I'm going to have this freedom. I'm going to have that. I'm going to blah, 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 blah. It's the same thing as with a relationship. And so there's a tendency that when the charge builds up, a person goes into a kind of longing. If you've ever been single too long, you've probably done some longing. Oh, where is my loved one? Oh, I really want somebody so bad. Oh, it would just be so good. Oh, it'd just be so wonderful. Oh gosh, we'd wake up in the morning and we'd kiss and we'd be so happy and we'd do this and we'd do that. So you've made it a really big deal. When you're longing, what you put out is not the energy of a relationship. It's not ordinary, normal, every day. This is not what just is. Oh no, this is a big deal. So first of all, if you have ever spent any time longing for a love relationship, give yourself a little mental instruction. Stop that. No more longing. The more you long, the more separation you have from where you are with that place you want to be. From where you are to that future. Because it keeps putting that relationship further and further into the future. The more you long, the bigger the deal it is, the more you delay it coming into your life. And this is the main reason that most people do not have their love relationship. Well, now there's certain things that go with that. There are beliefs that go with that. For example, a woman that spoke with us looked at all her beliefs about why she didn't have a man yet. And she found that she had a lot of judgments about men. Well, hello. If you're going to judge that person and you want to control that person and you want that person to be kind of like a perfect package, that like a CD that you stick into your CD player, right? And I was like, there's this hole. That's the hole for my relationship. It's got to go fit in there. Perfect package is going to go in there and it's going to play beautiful music. Well, you're not going to manifest anything. It's too big of a deal. He's got to be perfect. So she realized, I don't like men. Oh my. And here I've been pining for one, you know. Oh my, what is all that about? Okay. And secondly, men don't like me because I'm too strong. They generally get freaked out and they run away. And that's so frustrating. So annoying. She went down a list. She had at least a dozen of these. And after she got to the bottom list, she says, oh my, no wonder. No wonder it's such a big deal. I've got all this stuff on it. So we would suggest that if you're wanting, desiring a beautiful, wonderful relationship in your life, first thing you got to discover is what is it that's keeping it being a big deal. Now, of course, there's limiting beliefs, but there's also, you've got to have space in your life for it. The channel had a friend who incessantly talked about his business and his profession and all the thing, and he was doing marvelous. He was making progress, making big changes, really developing his business. And he kind of gave her a rundown of his daily lifestyle. And then he said, you know, I'd really like to have a relationship. And the channel said to him, but where would you put her? You're so busy. You're traveling here, doing seminars there, doing this and that. You know, relationships take time. You think he's just going to, fit into the flow with you? And he stopped and he goes, you're right. I don't have any place for a relationship. Subsequently, he came to her and said, a few weeks later, I've decided I'm not going to go for a relationship. I really don't have the space for one. And I really don't want to go there. I don't want to work on a relationship. I want to work on my business. He was being honest. Being clear. So you need to be clear. Do you have the space in your life? Now, also, in as far as a significant other relationship, even with the person being in your life, what is the best lifestyle with a person for you? See, some people want the Bobbsey twins version, you know, joined at the hip, wearing each other incessantly 24/7. We're bonded together. Nobody ever sees us separate. Or would you rather have a really beautiful, wonderful relationship that's just like 2 days a week, and then the rest of the time you get to, you know, you have your solitude and your creative time, your work time, your play time of, you know, maybe with your pets or travel or whatever, that you would like it just kind of part-time? You need to be clear with that. Because society has given you this picture of what love is supposed to look like. And we would say that out of the whole population, that maybe that applies to maybe about 15%. Which is the whole thing that is fed to adolescents and 20-somethings about what the ideal love relationship, the marriage, the family, blah, 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 and all that's supposed to look like. Or some people have the soulmate image, you know. I will meet my soulmate, my twin flame, all right? And the two of us will travel and do our work together. We will do grand work for the planet together. Traveling everywhere together. Well, that's kind of limiting, actually. Because it may not really truly reflect you. It's a great fantasy. It's a pretty dream. Is it really yours? Or is it yours because you've been trained to long for it? Your culture trained you to yearn, to long, to need, to want. We've talked about this before, but it's the egregor. Or the social integrator, it's a thought form, very complex, it involves everybody. And in that thought form is all the beliefs of what is you're supposed to be your priorities in your life. Well, when you go on a spiritual path, you realize that you get more and more aware of your uniqueness, of who you truly are, and therefore, you find that that does not apply. You must figure it all out for yourself, what's true for you. Once you figure out what's true for you, for some people, it's a shocker. I would never have guessed. But you feel free of the yearning and the longing. You feel free to really allow your relationships to be what they need to be. Because you're being true to you, your light, your radiance, is at the level where you can manifest what works for you. Now, all the information on manifesting, all the seminars, the books, everything, there is one common denominator of manifesting. We're going to be working with that throughout this weekend. But you already know it up front because you've heard it in various ways hundreds of times. And that is, you manifest at the level of who you are. If you see yourself as pathetic, what kind of reality are you going to manifest? be more challenging, more difficult, filled with pathos, so that you can be continuing being what you perceive as being yourself. If you claim your divinity, you get to see the love light in everyone, and you are able to give and receive on a beautiful and higher level. You don't get all petty, manipulative, fearful, play games, be coy, hide your motives. You don't play all that stuff. You're you. And then, it's no big deal. Okay? We hope that by the end of the weekend, we will get all of you in a place to where your relationships are no big deal. That's not to diminish them, but to allow them to be congruent with who you are right now in your life. To be able to manifest for you what's right for you. That gives you the greatest happiness. So that you can express your divine reality. Divine channels. Love, touch, heal. Create with passion and manifest. And learn and grow and discover who you are. Who you truly, truly are. So we would like to suggest that you begin thinking about what relationships would you like to have in your life. And where have you made your relationships a big deal? If you would like a mate, a significant other, think about it. What space do you have in your life for one? Or that you're willing to give to one? What works right for you? You deserve it. You see, you might think, well, you know, if I'm doing that, I'm pretty selfish, aren't I? I shouldn't be selfish. If I'm selfish, then I'm, you know, nobody's going to want to be in a relationship with me. Now, there's a good belief to clear, right? We're not saying being selfish, per se. That's a kind of an egotistical term. But we would say being aware of self. Being aware of your true nature, your true self. Honoring, being true to you is what's going to get you the best relationship situation possible. And we also want to point out, again, this is an illusion. We've had clients say, well, I know he's out there. I want to attract him. I want to bring him in. It's an illusion. He's nowhere. Until that moment, you open the doors and allow the manifestation. Then he shows up in interesting, magical ways. Have you ever noticed, and this is a synchronicity of the universe, that when you meet somebody, there's always a magic about it. You just happen to meet somebody there. At this timing, you just happen to be at this place at this time and meet this person. Or you're doing business, and here it is, you know, the illusion, there's nothing. You know, you're it. This is your reality, you're it. The phone rings, you pick it up, it's a client. How'd you do that? You manifested right out of the blue, out of the illusion. Now, if you make bringing in clients a big deal, you're going to have a hard time It's going to be a lot of work. You have to let go of the serious charge you put on it. The importance, oh, the incredible importance. Got to let it go. Now, some people think they can earn good relationships. Not. If you are trying to earn a relationship, basically you're improving yourself, okay? You're doing all the self-improvement stuff and being really charming and learning how to be, you know, compassionate and how to say the right things at the right time. All right, this is going to do it. No, it isn't. A good show, though. But it doesn't earn. And this is why so many people have difficulty with manifestations. They think if they program it, then they will manifest it. Okay, if I dream and vision and I do all the right things and I get rid of all the limiting beliefs and I do this and that and the other and so forth, bang, it'll happen. It'll come through. Well, guess what? The more work you do on it, the bigger the deal it becomes. You're busy earning. Okay, I really fixed that cell. I've cleared out that issue. I've cleared out this issue. I'm really pumping myself up every day and I'm feeling really good about myself. That's not earning it. You won't get it. Because that good state that you really pump yourself up to is artificially induced. And when nobody shows up, after a while, you get very discouraged and you get despondent and you go back into depression or whatever it is, as if it had never happened. It's just too much work building up all that good energy. Yes, okay. When you do that, you exhaust yourself, dear ones. You don't have the energy for love, touch, heal. You don't have the energy for dream, imagine with passion and manifest. You don't have the energy to step into and radiate the divine love that is natural to you. So, very important. Makes it less likely. Relax. Relax. You want someone to love you, give to you, support you, make your life have meaning, give fulfillment to you. Too big of a deal. Let it go. Relax. Relax. Now, we also, the channel has a friend who does a lot of meditations for the world. And it makes her feel really, really good. Oh, I did meditations for the whole world, bringing love for the whole world, we're going to transform people, are going to lift, and it just feels fantastic. I just give this. And then the next sentence or so, she said, with all this love I'm putting out, why am I not getting a loved one? Oh, well, because you think that giving all this love to the world qualifies you. You have earned the right to have this great, wonderful person in your life. You are so wonderful to the world. You're just attracting all sorts of wonderful, you should attract all sorts of wonderful people. Nothing. She's had nothing. But when she got it, that on some level she was still earning. She goes, oh, it doesn't have to take all that energy. That's right. You don't put out lots of energy to bring in a relationship. Most people just will tell you, you've got to, you know, desire very strongly, you know, put it, put your dream chart on the wall, you know, and do this and do that meditation and this meditation and clear out this remaining thing with your father and this other remaining thing with your mother. And we know some of you really process too much. And we know that some of you really enjoy processing, and that part is good. But it's when you think that that processing is going to bring you results in manifestation, that's where it's too big of a deal. So do what's fun for you. Didn't we say that it's got to be fun? Right? So do what's fun for you. If you love working on yourself, fabulous. Just be careful that you're not giving yourself a problem to create the opportunity for you to work on yourself. We call that the commission of challenge. Okay, I'm going to make this area of my life really suck, and it'll kick me in the ass. We call that the kick-ass school of growth. It'll force me to grow. Because my view of myself is that if I wasn't forced to grow, I would just be this lazy, selfish bum. And I would just keep walking in the walls. I wouldn't get anywhere. I'm just a mess. I've got to fix myself. I've got to clean myself up. No. Do you expect that when you have this wonderful relationship that that partner that's coming into your personal space is going to be perfect? Get out of fantasy now. Of course not. They have stuff. They have themes, i.e. issues. And so do you. The idea of a relationship is that you and another person see a potential and you work on it together. You build the relationship together. You don't have this whole idea about how the relationship's got to be and find somebody to fit into it. You know, because if you have that, you're attracting somebody who has the same thing on their side and they're expecting you to fit into theirs. Okay, maybe you can take time off. Like, this evening it's your fantasy. I'll be your fantasy. Tomorrow night, you be mine. Okay. That could be fun. But if you want a relationship into your life, you've got to dream and imagine what it's like to wake up in the morning just knowing you have a relationship. A good one. A happy one. Just the feeling of that, just waking up and it's an ordinary day that you're going to enjoy. Yes, you're going to enjoy your ordinary days. There'll be days that are more fun, but there's not a bigger deal. They're just a funner version of ordinary day. See, most people think ordinary, oh, that sounds blah, that's boring. And so they want drama in their relationship so they know that there's something really substantive there. I want it really, there's going to be love, it's going to be lots of passion and drama. Intensity. No, not necessarily. Some people are more intense than others, so yeah, a little of intensity, but it doesn't have to be drama. Drama is these ups and downs that comes from pining and longing and taking everything personally. Where's mine? It's a big deal. And so that is what's in your way. So imagine, just think about it right now. If you already have a love mate in your life, would you like a business partner? Somebody who to work in your business with you? A good friend? Or maybe a group that you could feel that you belong to? What is it that you want? What would you like to have? Now, within your psyche, everybody's got this, within your psyche, you have what we call a relationship room. Your relationship room shows how much love, through relationships of all kinds, you're willing to have, what your beliefs about your relationships are, what your limitations are, what your gifts are, what your history is. And if there's anybody you haven't let go of, they'll show up in your relationship room. If you have somebody you haven't gotten rid of, that the relationship's been over and gone, but you're still thinking about them all the time, your life still seems to be bereft without them, chances are they're taking up your relationship room and you can't bring anybody else in. Or if you found a substitute for a relationship, it could be your pet, it could be your spirit guide, it could be anybody. And you start really focusing there more than anywhere. When we go look out your relationship room, we'll find cats and dogs and and various people from your past, and be all jammed up with stuff. So one of the things that we're also going to do is clean out your relationship room and then put a light on it so that it announces that you're available. You've got to be available if you want a relationship. Some of you want a relationship really bad or pining and longing, but you're not available. You got too much stuff blocking your relationship room. And finally, the only other way that you really block relationships that you want from coming to you is simply that your identity, that your self-image is too low. It's still wrapped up in the person you were in the last relationship or the last circumstance. And as soon as somebody shows up after the glorious initial expansion and excitement and enthusiasm, all of a sudden the old stuff, all of a sudden you thought, this person is totally different. Totally different from all the other people that I've always gone with. Yes. Within 2 months, oh no, they're doing the same thing. How did I miss this? Dear ones, you create that. So we're also going to talk about how once you get that first flush of excitement, enthusiasm, love in there, how not to drop the ball, shrink back into an old self, and then shrink the other person back into the game player that you used to have. So you can play the same game you played the last time. Doesn't have to happen. When you start to realize that it's totally okay for you to be you and for other people to be themselves, when you really get that, you can relax and you'll have the best relationships. Let you be you. Don't try to be anything you're not. Don't try to please them. Don't try to earn their approval. Nothing. Just be you. Of course, that requires that you need to know a little bit about yourself, right? But be you. And let them be them. Sounds simple, but there's a part of you that says, no, I want them to be the way I want them to be. No, let them be them. Because when you let them be true to themselves and you true to you, you have the most glorious relationship you can have. That's the highest state of loving. Two of you true to yourselves, my gosh, that's fantastic. And when you're there, loving is no big deal. It's natural. It's in the flow. And there's magic everywhere. So we're going to have a break. And during this break, we suggest that you think about what kind of relationship you would like to have manifest in your life. And let us and you together create a flow, a magical flow, to initiate and to open to someone new who could be really fun. A life in which you are you. And you live your life as the creator, divine being, having a physical body experience that you are. That beauty, that truth, that love is natural. Now, admittedly, we can't clean everything out, but what we would like to do by the end of this seminar evening is to take you on a journey, a meditative journey, into that new land beyond where you are now, even if you have a beautiful relationship now. But you may only have a beautiful relationship with one person or two. This would be with your world, with more, if you like. Or at least one, if you don't feel you have any. But to get you linked up with that energy, with that flow. And then we're going to do a download on you, in which we're going to implant, or infuse rather, the opening and the unlocking of keys and codes within you, so that within the next several months, you too will be able to manifest what it is you desire. Just to kind of line you up on the life track of that. We do it through colorful spirals of light ribbons. And it sets a kind of program of unfoldment where various keys are unlocked at various points of time to bring you the right stages to whatever that is. It can be in 2 weeks. It can be in a year and a half. Your pace, your tempo, whenever you are ready. A lot of people say, I'm ready for a relationship. Again, that's that they're making it a big deal. But you will know when you're really ready. And it will be casual. It'll be like, I just like to have somebody to have some fun with. No agenda to get married, or no agenda for long-term commitments, no agenda for a certain lifestyle. I just want somebody to come along and play with. And it'd just be so easy. All right, and after the break, we ask that you think about, during the break, you think about questions perhaps that you would like to know. Anything that you have, that as we were talking just this past hour, that, you know, triggers some kind of question, or, oh, what, you know, well, but what about this and what about that? When we come back, we will answer questions. And then by the end of the evening, we'll take you on the journey and the download. So for right now, for 15 minutes, we'd like to take a break, and we will return, surrounding you with light and love. Farewell.